Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the 16th Pet Podcast on pets.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from magnificent Montreal, and today is April 24, 2007. For today's show, we are going to give you some grooming tips courtesy of Vicky Contacos, and she's a groomer from Laval, Quebec, and we were lucky enough to do an interview with her where she gives some tips on grooming, some very good tips, so we hope you do take a listen. Thanks so much for those people that left comments regarding our last podcast with the pet photography tips. In particular, Prin and Hunter's owner left some comments, so thanks so much. As always, the comments are really appreciated, either through the bulletin board, just make your way to the pets.ca bulletin board, via the blog, www.pets.ca/blog. You can leave comments directly there, or you can email them to me at pets.ca@gmail.com. It's my pleasure to answer them, it's my pleasure to take suggestions, and it's my pleasure to interact with y'all, so more comments would definitely be appreciated. As always, you can subscribe to the podcast via iTunes or through any other podcatching software. Just click the subscribe for free button on the front page of the blog, and you can do it through iTunes, which is really, really easy to do. And now that we've gotten all that out of the way, let's get into our interview with groomer Vicky Contacos. Now. So I'd like to welcome a very special guest today, Vicky Contacos. Vicky is a professional groomer. She's been doing this for quite a few years, and she has a new business that she just opened, bambo-p2.com, or bambo-p2, and that's located in Laval, and she does grooming, and we thought we'd like to talk with her today and maybe get some tips on how we can better groom our pets in between trips to the groomer. So welcome to the podcast, Vicky.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, our pleasure. Like I said, so many people are mystified about grooming. They don't know what to do, or they're at a loss. They need good advice. So I know that you have like five major steps that you recommend that's a part of each grooming process.
That's right.
And I happen to know that from experience that these steps are brushing, eye care, ear cleaning, nails, and bathing. So why don't you tell us a little bit about brushing?
Oh, yes. Brushing your dog is the most important step in your healthy grooming regime. It not only helps prevent tangles or removes them, but it also removes the dirt or debris. It spreads the natural oils throughout the coat, and it stimulates the blood circulation. But make sure you're not just focusing on one main area. Make sure you brush underneath the collar and the paws, because they're the areas that tend to mat a little bit faster.
So thanks very much for that information on brushing. And now let's move on to the eyes. What tips can you give us for the eyes?
The eye area should always be dry and clean. You should pay special attention if your dog has tear stains or if it has a tendency to accumulate dirt right underneath the corner of the eye. You can use a damp cloth. You can wipe downwards to remove any dirt.
Are there special products that groomers use in specific to get rid of the tear stains that happen? I know on white dogs, on Bichons, sometimes you see it very frequently where they have these stains. Are there special products that groomers have to get rid of those stains?
There are products out there. There's different products for cats and different products for dogs, so make sure you're using the proper product. Just be extremely careful to avoid getting it in your pet's eye.
And just out of curiosity, Vicky, for the staining, is it possible that there's a medical issue there, or is it always aesthetic? Is it better if there's constant staining that people go to a vet to get it checked out?
When there is constant staining, yes, it is recommended to see a vet because there could be an underlying problem.
So if there's a lot of staining, we do recommend to people, go check it out with a vet. If the vet says it's just aesthetic, then we can have a groomer deal with it, but we want to be sure that there's no issue with our pet's eyes for sure.
That's right.
Okay, so let's move a bit, not lower, but a bit to the right, depending on how the dog is positioned. Let's move down to the ears now. I'm sure ears are a big source of concern for a lot of people. They're not sure how close to get to their dog's ears, or they might be afraid. Can you get into ear cleaning a little bit?
Sure. The wax or debris can be cleaned with a cleaning solution on a cotton ball. You can simply wet the cotton ball and squeeze all the excess solution out before gently swabbing the ear. Clean only what is accessible or visible, and never stick your finger in the canal.
That's something that I guess people have
a lot of issues with. They'll use instruments like Q-tips and actually go into the ear too deep, and they could probably puncture a canal or do bad stuff like that.
That's right, and always make sure you have your pet in a secure, restrained position, because even if they shake their head or jerk away, you might unwillingly get your finger in the wrong spot.
So is it only, again, just to be really crystal clear, it's only around the outside surface? How deep can they go?
You can only go wherever your finger will let you. I mean, in small breeds, obviously, you might have to just penetrate the ear canal a touch, but never anywhere where you can't see what you're doing.
Okay, perfect, perfect. If you can still see your finger, it's good. If you can't, you've gone too deep.
That's correct.
And now on to nails. I know loads of people have issues with nails, especially when the nails are black, especially when they have never done it. They see their dog or their cat, they're walking on their nails, they're making noise on their floors and their carpets. What are some good tips on helping for grooming with nails?
It's important to keep an eye on your dog's nails. If you see that they're gone too long, they tend to grow in a slight downward curve, you know that it's time to cut their nails. Usually the recommended time is between 4 to 6 weeks. But if you leave the nails unattended, they can actually grow long enough to affect the entire bone and tendon structure in the foot, and it could weaken the pasture.
Okay, so it's definitely important to clip them regularly, and yet a lot of people are too shy or too afraid that they're going to hurt their pet. If people bring you their pets, do you show them how to clip their pet's nails?
Most definitely. I mean, it's very easy when it comes to white nails. You can see the pink part. It's fairly obvious. And you know, if you cut in small little pieces, you're safe.
It's really the black nails where people get concerned, right?
Well, the black nails are a little harder. They start off white when you start to clip, and then you'll see that it starts to blacken. And once it's fully black and you start to see a little small white dot in the center, then you know it's time to stop cutting.
Okay, so that's the general tip. But if people are, again, you know, skittish, or they have a big dog and they're not sure what they're doing, they can bring you their dog and you'll show them how to do it. And then finally, I guess, let's talk about bathing. It's an area that I know a lot of people are misinformed about. Should they bathe their cats that often? Should they bathe their dogs that often? What's your recommendation in that domain?
Well, I recommend you bathe no more than once a month, and to use a good quality shampoo. You can tell when your pet's skin starts to dry out or when the pet's coat isn't feeling the same that maybe you're bathing a little too often.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do dogs actually need a bath? Is that a requirement for health that they get regular baths? Is it dependent on the breed? What's the rule of thumb there?
Well, it is important that your dog does get a bath every 6 months minimum to ensure that the coat is healthy, that there's no debris that's stuck in the coat, or fleas or ticks for that matter.
Okay. So every dog, regardless of breed or first size or, you know, coat characteristics, once every 6 months, they should be getting a bath.
That's right.
Do we have some rules of thumb for cats, or cats need it less? Do we need to bathe cats? Is that something that you advise on?
Well, cats groom themselves. If you notice that there's a lot of dander on their fur, then you might want to bathe them.
Okay, but it's not the same requirement as with dogs.
No, but it is important to brush the coat to make sure that everything is okay.
Okay, and I guess that kind of gives us a really quick grooming lesson on what to look for in our pets. Obviously, if a prospective client brings you their pet, you're going to do like, how do you work actually? If someone brings you a dog, do you consult on what they need? How would you do what would you do if a new client came into your shop?
Well, normally my grooming includes all five of these steps with some extras. And some breeds do not require shaving, or some breeds don't require all these steps, especially if they walk a lot or if their ears are perfectly clean. But we do consult each pet and make sure that their needs are attended to.
Perfect. In the interest of full disclosure, I need to tell people that Vicky is an advertiser on our site, but that I've known her and conversed with her several times over the years,
so that I can say that if you don't have a groomer or you're looking for a new one, that Vicky would be a good bet.
And again, her website address is bambo, bimbo-p2pitou.com. Vicky operates out of Laval, but it's definitely a worthwhile trip, especially if you don't have a groomer that you're happy with now. So thanks so much for doing this, Vicky.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck on your business. And maybe, there's another podcast that we could do part two on grooming sometime in the near future.
It would be my pleasure.
Thanks so much, Vicky.
Thank you.
And that concludes this week's podcast. Thanks again so much to Vicky Kontakos for that great interview and for that great information. As always, you can comment on this podcast as mentioned at the beginning, and you can do so via the blog, via the bulletin board, or via email, pets.ca@gmail.com. Hope everyone has a really great week, and please give your pets a little scratchy under the chin from Marco. Until next time, bye for now.